Bible, John chapter 3. John chapter number 3. John chapter 3. If you got a Bible, look with me there and say a few things tonight. Of course, there's having a baptism service tonight, so we'll speak about that as well. John chapter 3. Nicodemus is the subject as far as who he's talking to. The Bible said, verse number 15, Jesus talking to him, "Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have ever eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." I want to talk to you about this. That's been many, many times this scripture has been read. God saw a human race that was in trouble. He made them. He made us. And he knew that lost humanity had no way to God. There's no way to look at man tonight and apart from what God did for a man to ever attain to God. He's made in the flesh. That which is born of flesh is flesh. He told Nicodemus, speaking to him, about this. You know, it's amazing to me how God can take this truth and apply it, thank God, as probably the most quoted verse throughout the Scriptures. But he told it to a religious man. And Nicodemus was that man. Now, I believe he told him that. Thank God to make known what verse 14 was saying, that Christ would be lifted up. But it was all about what God did in sending His Son. Now, I know tonight that when God looks at the world, there's a lot of things to say about that. Thank God. Somebody asked me one time, could He say that God loved the world? I said, yeah, God said He did. Amen. And you say, what's the world, preacher? Well, thank God He's not talking about the creation. He's talking about the humanity or the inhabitants that's in the world. I particularly believe in that. Thank God that when God's saying this, Jesus said this to Nicodemus, that He's making a declaration here. He said, this is what happens. He's not giving an invitation. The invitation's given by the Spirit of God. You can't invite somebody to Jesus. The Holy Ghost has to. We compel them to believe. We can constrain them. But how can I invite somebody if God wouldn't be inviting them? And God's the one that's got to invite somebody. Amen. I didn't get saved because some men said, would you please believe this? I got saved because God saved me. Amen. You say, figure that out. Well, God saves. Amen. He sent His Son to save. He already seen me as under condemnation. He didn't come to condemn the world. The world was already condemned. Sin had set in on mankind in the beginning. And mankind since that day has been under condemnation and has no way out unless God gets him out. Amen. God seen that in the book of Genesis when God's man Abraham was taking Isaac up to the mount. And God said, thank God in His Word, that thank God He would provide Himself a lamb. And so everything God done was right. Everything God does is right. And everything that's done, God has to do it. Hey, God, you'll never see anybody put their hand, hey, God, to what God does. He's not going going to share glory. No man glory in His presence. And God will do it in His time. Now I want to say tonight that God's time, thank God, my friend, is different from our time. I tell you tonight, somebody said, I wish I'd have got saved 20 years ago. Well, I'd like to have been too. I got saved 33 years ago, but I've heard people say, well, I'd have got saved this, that. Who's doing the saving around here, God or them? Amen. Thank God you couldn't save yourself. It took God to save you. And if you don't get God in your heart, then you'll never get born again. But He said, for God so loved. Amen. That's going beyond what man could do. That's going beyond what man ever known. God so loved. That's that agape love. Amen. That God can love sinners. That God can love the ungodly. That God can love people that was not lovable. That God can love people that hated Him. That God can love people that sinned against Him. That God can love people that hung Him on a cross. And that was you and me. Amen. We crucified Him. He died in our place. Thank God He only died for me, died as me. Amen. Hung His own Son on an old rugged tree. God so loved the world, a world of mankind. Thank God that's lost. Amen. A world of people. Thank God that He gave His Son for. And God so loved the world. And that's why He said, go in all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. Amen. That's right. Every man, you say, who's going to get saved? Who hears the gospel? They won't get saved unless they hear the gospel.
That's right.
Why do you think we support men of God going across the sea? Thank God it's because of the gospel. It's because of Christ. It's because what these sinners need to hear and hear the gospel. How would you have got saved had it not been God sending somebody by your way with the gospel? Amen. And my brother, how shall they preach except they be sent? And what Jesus tell them in John 20, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And what ten application, that's everybody. That's ever believed. Hey, God, you got something to tell. And we need to go tell it. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, brethren. Hey, God, He loved the world of people. Amen. And hey, God, He got so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. The greatest gift ever given was God's Son, Jesus. Amen. The greatest gift ever was given was God's Son, Jesus. He didn't come in the world to live in this world. He came in the world to save sinners. Amen. He lived here for 33 years, born of a virgin. Thank God, conceived of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We don't have much record after His birth. He's about 30 years old. It just said He grew in wisdom and grew in grace and in stature. Amen. We don't have nothing according to the Bible. From the age of 12, when he was in the temple, under the day, thank God, he came out. Then John the Baptist said, there he is. Behold, the Lamb of God, taking away the sin of the world. Thank God, he come to take away sin. And now nothing, we don't have nothing. Thank God, when he come out before that, unless it's his birth, and God's sitting in the temple, but here he comes. John said, I'm not worthy to unloose him. Shoes. Amen. He said, one mile and hours are coming. Thank God, whose shoes I'm not even worthy to unloose. And then tonight, brethren, thank God, here he comes. It was God incarnate. Amen. God in the flesh. Any man deny that? He's an antichrist. Amen. That's right. God, Jesus Christ is more than a man. He's the God-man. He's as much God as He is man. And He's much man as He is God. And when He come tonight, thank God, He's a mediator between us and the Father and the man Christ Jesus. And tonight, thank God, you know who we got to see when we get there? Jesus. Amen. We got to see Him as He is, the Bible said. You say we got to see God, we got to see Jesus. Amen. He is God. Amen. God is a spirit. Hey, God, Jesus, by my friend, thank God, the one that died for me. He's the one that bought me with blood. Thank God, and we're going to see Him. I don't understand it all, but I know one thing. Thank God, we'll see Him as He is. He gave His own life on a tree. Thank God for you and me, friend. That's why He came into this world. Thank God to put in Himself our sin, had suffered and died, laid upon Him the iniquity of us all, and loved us why He done it, and gave Himself a ransom for many. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Praise His name. Amen. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Never been one born like Him. Amen. He come through a womb. He come through a virgin's womb. Nobody else has been born through a virgin's womb. And nobody never been conceived of the Holy Ghost in the womb of a woman. Amen. Thank God, she is a highly blessed and highly favored woman. Amen. She's not whole, she's not perfect, but thank God her vessel had a perfect one in her. Amen. And I don't bow to Mary, thank God. I bow to Jesus. Amen. Amen, buddy. There's a lot of men I'd bow to if it was possible, but it just ain't possible. Amen. I mean, Moses was a pretty good sort of fella. They had to hide his body. Amen. Thank God. They said the angel and the devil fought over it. Michael, the archangel. Amen. You say, where's it at, preacher? I don't know. God does. Amen. Man's so tempted to worship what he sees. I never have seen him, but I'm telling you what, I know him. And I tell you, he's the best thing ever happened to me. I'm dead and I thank God. God gave him that we might have life. Amen. That's right. Praise God. The other day I had got this Bible. It's a 1937 print. It wasn't one of them new ones. Amen. And I said, look at this Bible. It's a little one, you know. And my wife looked at it and she said, look at there. There's that common hall. There's a picture of it. She said, it says, that's where Jesus was. But when she said that, tears got in my eyes. I thought, boy, that's my Lord. Amen. I mean, you say, preacher, I never have been to the Holy Land. Thank God. I never have, far as going down to Israel. I never have been to Israel. I never have been to Jerusalem. I never have got a glimpse in the tomb. But I don't have to, thank God. I know He ain't there. And I know, thank God, that the tomb's empty. But thank God He got in my tomb. Amen. Thank God He's alive. Amen. He rose again the third day. He gives life to man. And God loved the world enough, thank God, to give Him. Amen, that men might have life. Amen. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. Whosoever believeth. Amen. That means the rich or poor. That means black or white. That means young or old. Amen. It means anybody. He said, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Whosoever, thank God. Who's that, preacher? Whosoever, amen. That's right. Whosoever, thank God, I'm one of them, aren't you? Whosoever believeth, I believe what I heard. Hey, God, buddy, I'm telling you, that word of God preached a God in my heart. Amen. I'm telling you, I couldn't deny it. It broke me up. Hey, God, it got down deep in my soul and wrote conviction work. Thank God brought me up from death. Give me eternal life. Thank God I've been born of the Word. And I can't deny it tonight. Amen. If you've been born of the Word, you can't. Amen. I can't deny what I am. Amen, buddy. That's right. My earthly birth brought me into this world. Thank God my heavenly birth take me to the next one. Amen. I got something. Thank God get me out of here. And you better have too. Amen. I've got more than religion. I've got more than church membership. I've got more, praise God, than the preacher shaking my hand and telling me he thought I saved. I've got something that runs deep in my soul. Thank God it wrought, amen, a new birth, made a new creature. Thank God begot me again, knew a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ. Put within me a desire, thank God, that only the Holy Ghost could do. Amen. That's right. You said, who made that man like that? The God of heaven did.
Yeah.
Amen. If you never have been saved, you need to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You say, how do I get saved? Well, you don't get saved until He saved you. Somebody said that. He said, tell them how to get saved. I said, well, tell them about Jesus. That's the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. God, whosoever believeth, isn't that right? Whosoever believeth in Him. It's in a person. People say, I believe in the doctrine of justification. I said, I got one better than that. I believe in the one that made the doctrine.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God. I believe my, thank God. I believe my wife is who she said she was. But thank God I met her and found that out. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, free and loving will say, well, I believe in this. I believe in that. What about Him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God. You ever met Him? I mean, He made Himself as real in Holy Ghost revelation. Paul said it wasn't by what I was taught. You can't teach a man Jesus. No. That'd be like trying to get a man that don't have no understanding to understand something they can't understand unless He gives them understanding. That's right. He's got to give you. What is understanding? Knowledge. To know. To come to knowledge. To come to perception. To come to comprehension. To comprehend within your heart what he did and who He is. That He come into a lost, a sin cursed world and became like man. He was man in the flesh. Thank God He came as a man and took upon Him the form of a servant. And the Lord had laid on Him the iniquity of us all. And when He died on an old rugged tree, He gave Himself that men could believe in Him. Amen. Priest. Thank God. Somebody said, I believe He died. Thank God I'll go further than that. I believe He died for me. Yeah. Notice this here. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. You know that's a great eternal security verse. Should not perish. That's the great security right there. Amen. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. I'm not going to die. That's what that word means. I'm not going to die. I can't die. I got life in me. How's life going to be killed? Amen. He's already died and rose again. Praise God. You go out and put somebody in the ground and they save, you're just putting the shell that they carried around. Amen. I know it means something. I mean, God help. Amen. But listen, that's going to have to get out of the ground. Amen. That's corruption must be on incorruption. Thank God, friend, that's an act of God. In the moment and twinkling of eye, this, thank God, we shall all be changed. Thank God, God got to change everything about you. Can't take you the way you are. You have to change you. Amen. Notice this here. In verse number 16, he said, but have everlasting life. That word life there means zoe or zoe. It's life eternal. It's dealing with the eternal life that God gives. Jesus is life, and He come to give eternal life. Eternal life is in you. How can you die if you got eternal life in you? How long are you going to live? Long as eternal is. Amen. Now, how long is eternal? Eternal's forever, praise God. There ain't no beginning, no ending to it. I throw out to you tonight, thank God. I didn't get it till it come.
Right.
I wasn't born with eternal life. But He said unto His sheep, I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. He said, man, pluck them out of my hand. Amen. I can't figure all that out. That's hard to understand. You know what I'm saying? That in time, the Holy Ghost comes to live within you and gives you eternal life.
Right. That's right.
In time. But it isn't in time to God.
Right.
Amen. Because there ain't nothing God amen, has figured out in time. He knew it before time. Amen, before the world began. Thank God, before He ever created the mountains. Amen, He said, Thou art God from everlasting to everlasting. I'm not going to dig in too deep on that, but I will say, thank God that God knew it before it began. He was here before it began.
Right. Yep.
He's always has been. There never has been a time there wasn't God.
Yeah.
Amen. Where did He come from? Come from where He wants to. He's God.
Yeah.
Amen. What do you mean, where did God come from? He always has been. I can't figure that out. You never will. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I know one thing. He always has been God.
Yeah.
Ain't never been a time there wasn't the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank God they always have been. And they always will be. There'll never be a time there's not God. Boy, that makes me want to jump and shout. I don't know, thank God that I'll be in the city with Him. And He'll always be the same. Every time I look at Him, He'll always be the same. There'll never be a time, thank God, that it won't be God. Amen. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you what makes it so good. Thank God that God knows me. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, take God. Amen. I'm about to get in it and I know where I'm at. Amen. Praise God. Y'all too earthbound. We just too earthbound. He's a little old God. That's why He's that's the way people look at Him. People say, I know the man upstairs. How stupid are you?
Come on, please. Come on.
He ain't no man upstairs.
Come on.
God help. If I heard one of my members say that, I'd have to have special prayer for them. God help. Amen. Man upstairs. Do you know, God, that's what them fellas told me, don't know nothing about God. I don't never say nothing to them because they'll say, yeah, there's somebody help me. I said, who's that? He said, the man upstairs. I said, I'm glad God helped me. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, buddy. Call Him who He is. Amen. Hey, thank God. God is a spirit. He's not a man. Hey, God, the only way you get to the Father is through the Son. Amen. The Holy Ghost come to tell you about the Son. He come to testify of Christ. And God so loved the world, thank God that He gave His Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man gets to the Father except through the Son. Amen. That's right. You ever met Him? You got better in religion, don't you? I mean, I joined the church. I believe in Jesus. Well, the devil does too.
Yeah.
Well, you think that crowd did when he got off the boat over there at Gadarene country?
Yeah.
He said, don't torment us. Don't torment us.
Yeah.
They knew who He was.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't torment us before our time.
Yeah.
Amen. That one over there in Acts said, Jesus we know and Paul we know, but who are you?
That's right.
Amen. He knows him. He knows the men of God. He knows them born again. He knows who really has saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Friend, He's got the world blind. Amen. And deceived. And they don't even know it.
Yeah. Come on.
You know what deceived man don't know is deceived.
That's right.
That's right. You ain't never heard anybody say, how many people have you ever heard say, hey, I'm deceived?
Yeah.
They don't know it.
Right.
He don't know He's deceived.
He don't know it.
Amen. He's got the world deceived. The biggest tool of the devil is deception.
That's right.
That's the biggest tool of the devil.
Yeah.
That's why He said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Why? Because you need to examine yourself. He told me to examine myself. Why wouldn't He tell you to examine yourself?
Yeah.
Whether you be in the faith, prove yourself, know you're not Christ, then you accept you be reprobates.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
It don't hurt you. He said, make sure. He said, we learned Peter. He said, make you call an election sure. He said, how are you going to do that, preacher? Voice. I hear a voice. I ain't going to say, well, wait a minute. I'm going to have to go back about 3 years ago and find out if that was real. No, I don't have to. I can find out today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
I don't have to go back 57 years ago and find out whether my mama birthed me into the world. Thank God I got it today. I'm alive today. Isn't that right, brother? Amen. And God, you don't have to have a lot. Amen. He gave you peace. Amen. That's right. He gave you assurance in your heart, Brother Todd. Thank God you got enough to shout on that Jesus comes. I like remembering. I thought about this the other day. You might not agree with it, be all right. The experience is great, but the result's better.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. The experience is great. I mean, the experience is great getting born again, but the result's been a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Amen. The results are everlasting life, praise God. Eternal life to them that believe.
Amen.
The result of being changed and being saved and being born again and having peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, brother, I ain't God living in it. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God, I know more about it today than when it got in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know some people ain't never growed. They said they've been saved 40 years. They couldn't tell you nothing about the Bible. I stand in doubt of you. Amen. That's right. Paul had that crowd in Corinth. He had to take a baby bottle around and give it to them. He said, y'all yet carnal here. You ought to be teaching others. He said, let me give you some milk here. Amen. You get on the meat of the word. People draw up. You know why? They don't want to eat it. Amen. That's right, buddy. Sometimes you got to get off the bottle at Gerber. Amen. The little old, I couldn't even look at that, think about eating that stuff. Amen. That old ground up carrots and peas and everything else. But you know what? That's what a lot of people eat down at the church house. And you got to, what you say, how you give it, preacher? Just give it. God had to break it down. Amen. I don't know how he fed all the animals on the ark. God had to break it down. Amen. So what you do is you just preach and let the Holy Ghost break it down to what they need. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Praise God. You know, my mama, when I was little, she's the one that fixed the food on the plate. She said, well, wait a minute. We can't give him no strong meat. He ain't got enough teeth to eat it. Amen. That's right. But when I got old enough, and she put that Saturday evening famous tradition, we always had it at the Hyatt House.
Yeah.
Hamburger, steak, and French fries. That's right. With a bottle of ketchup. Amen. But I couldn't eat that if I was 2 or 3 years old. She'd had to break it up and feed it to me. Amen, that's right. You know why? Because I wasn't able to eat myself. And a lot of people's like that down the house of God.
Yes,
amen,
sir.
They can't eat the meat. Thank God, they got to have a bottle. Amen, I tell you, God help us. Hey, the only way you're going to grow is eat. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. I'm glad I'm not condemned. He didn't come to condemn the world. We're trying to get people out of sin, not get them in it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Our message ought to be a message of hope.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's right. There's hope for you, sinner, if you're not saved.
Yes.
Thank God you can come to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. See, you'd think I've done it before. You'd think some preachers preach to put them in hell. Amen. You're going to hell. You are if you don't get saved.
Right.
Some preachers seem like they delight in telling people they're going to hell. Hey, God, friend, he didn't come to put us in hell. He came to get us out.
That's exactly right.
Amen. In fact, he didn't save you to keep you out of hell. He saved you to get you out of sin. That's right. Jesus said, he said you were saved from the wrath to come. The blood saved you from the wrath to come. He said, Jesus Christ come in the world to save sinners and to save my people from their sin.
Yep.
What's the whole deal? Listen to me tonight. You hear a lot of people talking, a lot of preachers preaching, a lot of people giving out these gospel tracts and all that. But the whole issue deals with these two things. It deals with sin and Christ. That's what it deals with. It deals with sin. Either you're in sin or you in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You can talk about heaven and hell all you want to. It ain't dealing with that. How many times Jesus, when you ever recognize when Jesus talked about hell, it was around his own disciples? He said, he told his old men, he said, if your hand offend you, cut it off.
Yes, sir.
It'd be better to go through life maimed and have both hands and go to hell. I think we need to preach on hell. Because it's in the Bible. But I think that we're trying to put people in hell and they're already condemned. Christ didn't come to condemn the world. You can't condemn somebody that's already condemned. I mean, he said you're condemned already if you believe not. If you've never come to the faith of Jesus Christ and believed in Him, you're already condemned. Somebody said, I got saved because I was scared of going to hell. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got saved. I got saved because I wanted to get out of sin. Because I knew sin would take me to hell. If you get that satisfied with your life and sin ruling you, you'll want another ruler. And Christ is Lord and He's the ruler of all that submit themselves to Him. Amen. Just want to talk to you about that a little bit. Well, we're going to have baptism tonight. Brother Keith, you reckon you go out there and cut that thing off. This will get on my nerves.